Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
For a four-pack of Sea Dogs tickets, trust me, they're going to clear everything out. The snow's going to disappear. We're going to get dumped on Wednesday into Thursday, but this ticket package is for the 16th, I believe you said. So by then, Hadlock's going to be clear. Trust us. It's how the weather works in New England. Four-pack of Sea Dogs tickets, play ball. That's my sign that spring is here, Sea Dogs baseball is in full swing. 207-807-1104. You want to catch a game early in the season, we got you. 207-807-1104. Going to make it real easy. Yes or no question. And the question is,
do you tell someone you don't know that they have food in their teeth? It's happened to you before. You've been talking to someone, whether it's customer service or a waitress or whoever, and they have spinach in their teeth. Do you tell them? Are you that kind of person?
It depends on the situation. No would be my general answer, though.
I'm saying no, because if I don't know them, it's going to embarrass them. It's not going to deliver the way I want it. I'm going to want to say, like, by the way, you got something in your teeth. And since they don't know me, they're going to feel embarrassed, and I don't want to make them feel embarrassed, so I'm just going to avoid the situation altogether. But if it was you, I would say, smile real quick. Yeah, you got something in your teeth.
Yeah, same. Although, here's where I would say yes to a stranger. If I was meeting up with a group of people and there was somebody in that group that I didn't really know so well, but I'm like somehow sitting across from them, because I've been at dinners or lunches where there's a group of people and I know two or three people in the group, but there's like six people there and I happen to sit across from somebody that I don't really know. If I have to sit across from you the entire lunch and stare at it, I'm going to, like, it depends on the length of period of time. Or if I'm in a situation where it's more than, I would say, 10 minutes of me looking at you, I'm going to have to say something because I can't take my eyes off of it. So
how do you say it? What's your delivery?
I'm like, oh, I think you got something in your teeth.
My go-to is go like this. Yeah, you have something right there.
I don't want to do that. That makes me feel uncomfortable.
You know, there's a big act of love when you really know someone and you just pick it out of their teeth for them.
That's never happened to me. So I guess I haven't found true love. Trey and Gorham, would you tell a stranger they had something in their teeth?
Yes.
Would you pick it out for them?
No.
Okay. You have a line.
Not that crazy.
Kim and Sanford, you trying to go to a Sea Dogs game, Kim?
I am.
All right, Kim, would you tell a stranger if they had something in their teeth?
Oh, yeah. And I'll tell them if they got something hanging out of their nose, too. I'm brutally honest. You know, my whole thing is if I have something embarrassing going on, I would definitely want to know because it's going to stop the embarrassment. But if you're going through your day and you got something like in between your teeth or hanging out of your nose or you got toilet paper trailing behind you on the shoe, I want to know before it goes too far.
Well, then somebody you know is eventually going to tell you. And then you start thinking of all those interactions you had throughout the day and you say, oh, my God.
Nobody told me until now.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it's a sensitive subject. It reminds me of middle school and a mean girl coming up to you and being like, you have a bugger in your nose. Like, you have to be so careful with how you say it.
How would you tell somebody they had something in their teeth?
I just, like, I'll, like, touch them on the arm and be like, come here. You know, I'll be like, hey, I don't want to embarrass you, but you've got a huge bat in the cave. Like,
a bat in the cave for the booger? Oh, God. That's funny. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to hook you up with some Sea Dogs tickets for your brutal honesty.
Oh, my God. No way. Seriously?
Yeah. We'll give you a four-pack for April 16th. They're taking on the New Hampshire Fisher Cats at Hadlock, and hopefully the snow will be all cleared out and you'll have a good day for a game.
Mommy won ticket.
Oh.
My kid is like not even excited. What the hell, man? Come on.
They will be at the game.
They'll be excited when they get there. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. Five things you need to know.
Mainers should prepare for heavy, wet snow and high winds as a nor'easter arrives tomorrow afternoon / evening. The interior could see a foot or more of snow. The coast could see 4 to 8 inches, depending on when it turns to rain and sleet on Thursday.
Boo!
April snow showers. 73 million current and former AT&T customers have had their data leaked on the dark web.
Great.
AT&T said, we will be communicating with current and former account holders with compromised sensitive personal information. Passcodes have been affected by the leak, but compromised data doesn't seem to contain financial information. So they They might just want you to change up your passcodes. And if you use that for another site, you might want to change that as well.
Well, how are they going to make it up to us? Because last time when they had an outage, they gave us a measly $5 and said, sorry.
Well, they're not going to give us anything because you had service through this whole period of time. They're just giving you an apology, is my guess. They should give us all a free month.
You know, the dark web is something that I really don't understand, and that's a good thing. I feel like you shouldn't really understand the dark web. And if you do understand it, you're probably a very scary person.
That's what you want us
to believe. No good things are on the dark web. I've heard bad, bad, bad.
Tara's harvesting kidneys and selling them on the dark web. Be careful. Don't trust her.
I wouldn't even know where to start. I would be an idiot. I would Google dark web. And then the FBI would show up at my door.
You took it right out of my mouth. I was about to say.
On the company Wi-Fi, I would Google how to access the dark web.
How do I start dark web?
No, I just don't get it. And I am going to leave it there. Out of sight, out of mind.
You don't need to get it. Monday, the Maine Senate passed a bill to delay a vote on a new flag until 2026. They're really stretching this thing out. Secretary of State Shannon Bellows has testified that more time is needed to get the exact flag design right. It doesn't seem that complex of a flag design to me. It's a tree and a star, but I guess you want to make sure the proper color.
I guess.
The bill that passed Monday will create a commission to help with the process. Also sounds like a whole lot to do about a flag that has literally two things on it, but what do I know? I'm not caught up in the... How do you change a state flag? That's what I would Google. What is the bureaucracy around that?
How to spell bureaucracy.
I know. Google just... I get it wrong and I go, did you mean? I go, yeah, I did mean that. You knew what I meant. Julia Gagnon, the USM student from Cumberland, made it to the top 24 contestants in American Idol.
Woohoo!
Episode that aired last night. Next, she's going to go to Hawaii to compete week by week with the other finalists. It's out of the judges' hands, and it's into the viewers' vote now to decide who proceeds to future rounds. So make sure you vote for our girl, Julia. Let's go.
Have you ever voted for a show?
Never in my lifetime.
What? Really?
Mm-mm. I would vote for Julia now.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Julia. I was going to say the first time I ever voted was last year. I voted for Dancing with the Stars. I wanted Ariana to win.
I'm going to have to Google how do you vote on American Idol.
They tell you. It's right on the screen. They give you the number.
They still do the number?
Yes.
It's like texting, fees apply, yada, yada.
Yeah, and you can only do it, I think, 20 times or something. Maybe 10.
Only 20. I'm going to do it all 20 times. Let's
we
go.
Should.
Yeah, everybody should. The NCAA Women's Final Four is set for Friday. Undefeated South Carolina is going to face NC State, and Caitlin Clark in Iowa meet UConn. Last night, Clark dropped 41 points to eliminate defending champ Angel Reese and LSU. She had herself a game last night out there balling. Actually got a chance to watch a little bit of it. Very exciting. Can't wait for the Final Four. Are you excited for the Final Four? Yes.
I'm excited for the girls.
Let's go. That's 5 Things You Need to Know, made hot by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be there, specialty 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com.
Hot Radio Maine.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
Drake could have issues with Travis Scott. On Monday, a video emerged of Drake performing at State College, Pennsylvania. Shouts to our family out there at State College. During the show, Drake mimics firing shots at a giant replica of Travis Scott's head. Now, we've seen the head as a prop throughout the tour. He brings it out when he performs Meltdown, and it's usually, you know, in place of Travis Scott not being there. During the song, though, he fires a finger machine gun at the head. Have you seen the video footage?
Yeah.
And then it started like popping off, like he was hitting it with rounds of gunfire and fireworks were coming out of the head. Pretty aggressive move.
Okay, I don't know what my problem is. And I know you haven't admitted it, but I know that you always get annoyed with me because anytime there's rap beef, I'm always so neutral and I don't think anything is a big deal. Meanwhile, I'm the most offended person of all time. I overanalyze everything in my own personal life. But when it comes to stuff like this, I didn't take it as shots fired.
Okay, so I'm going to go on tour and I'm going to bring out a Tara Fox head. Then I'm going to pretend like I have a machine gun and I'm going to shoot at the head and have fireworks coming out of it like I'm hitting it with bullets. You're not going to be offended by that?
I don't know. I just thought it was part of the show. I could hear Travis's voice in the background.
It's because he's on the song.
Yeah, he was on the song. If there was really beef, just don't have the song on the set list.
I don't know. That's pretty aggressive move.
I don't know how
you could take that any other way but being negative.
I don't know why.
I think you're just like a peaceful person. You're like, I want everybody to get along. But there's no way you can interpret that in any other direction.
If it happened to me, I'd be upset. But you since would, it's not about me, I'm like, no, no, everything's fine. What did this just happen with? It was something to do. It was Nicki Minaj talking about Iggy Azalea and like shots fired at Megan Thee Stallion, right? And I said, no, I don't think it's drama. And then a month later, she released Bigfoot. So.
Yeah, we're waiting for the actual record from Drake. And when that comes out and he mentions Travis Scott and everybody else on it, then we'll see. I mean, he has reason for there to be beef. Travis Scott was seen urging Metro Boomin and Future to play Like That at Rolling Loud. And that's the song where Kendrick disses Drake on it. So the fact that he was like, yo, play that song, that video clip has been going viral. So Drake feels like he's chosen a side there. Also, it seems like LeBron James has chosen a side.
Oh.
They were playing Like That during warmups, and there's video of him that's been going viral rapping every single word of Kendrick Lamar's
he studied
verse. So apparently he has chosen a side. The clip that was going around online, Drake actually liked it, so he's seen it. So Champagne Poppy liked that clip.
What a mess.
It is getting a little messy. Offset performed at the Hollywood Palladium last week. During the set, Chloe Bailey joined him for Princess Cut. And during the song, Chloe walked over to set as he was sitting down on some stairs. And she gently caressed his leg a couple of times and told him to sing with her. And people were saying, what is going on?
What in God's name?
I think it was just very performance-like. Usher and Alicia Keys weren't together, and they were pretty close during the Super Bowl. You know, this was just a performance. Cardi B hasn't gone off on Instagram Live, so I think she's fine with everything, because you know she would have.
You got to sell the chemistry.
And then after the performance, Gunna, who was also at the show, was seen holding hands with Chloe, and we know that they had something in the past, and maybe their relationship has reignited. So I think that that's more likely than her and Offset. Eminem dropped an album release announcement that started with comments from fans wanting new music. So they were posting all the comments. And then came this announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all
been waiting for. Hey, yo. The highly anticipated next studio album. Goes back to where it all started. But now, it's even more infinite. Out today.
And then fans ran to Spotify, Apple Music, and there was nothing there. It was an April Fool's joke.
That's mean.
So mean. Real Eminem fans will tell you, Slim Shady LP wasn't the first album. It was Infinite. Come on. Does Tucker know about Infinite?
I'm sure he does.
Taking it back to, I want to say, 96 that came out. There is a silver lining here. We did get news, I want to say earlier this month, or actually last month at this point now, when Dr. Dre got his Hollywood star, he went on Jimmy Kimmel and he said that Eminem is working on a new album supposed to come out this year. So April Fools, but there's still hope that we get an Eminem album this year, and it's been 4 years since he's put out a project, so we shall see. Remake of Roadhouse starring Jake Gyllenhaal is now the most watched film debut for Amazon's MGM Studios. It drew 50 million viewers over its first 2 weekends on Amazon Prime. Conor McGregor also stars in Roadhouse. It's a remake of the late Patrick Swayze's 1989 film.
People are absolutely loving this movie, and I did not expect it.
Yeah, Post Malone's in there as well. We posted a picture of Post and Jake, and somebody commented on it and said, less Jake and more Post. Like, Jake's like ripped in the picture, but people
Post
love...
Post Malone has his diehard fans.
People love him. There's something about that guy that attracts the ladies. I don't know what it is. They love themselves some Posty.
I loved the comment because this picture was taken on set, and the comment was like, was Post Malone actually on set or was it all CGI? And someone was like, he's standing right there.
The comment section.
They're like me. They don't believe anything anymore.
Was that on our socials?
Yeah, they don't believe what they're seeing. They don't believe what they're hearing.
Especially on Facebook. Some people are unhinged in the comment section. Don't believe everything the government wants you to know. The government wants you to believe that Post Malone was on set with Jake Gyllenhaal. That never happened.
Okay, but what is the premise of Roadhouse?
Something about like a bouncer. Patrick Swayze was a...
Wait, I'm looking. I just looked it up. It says this is for the original.
Right.
The Double Deuce is the meanest, loudest, and rowdiest bar that Patrick Swayze has been hired to clean up.
Yeah, and he's a bouncer. That's like he's got to clean up the bar.
He might not look like much, but the PhD-educated bouncer proves he's more than capable. Busting the heads of troublemakers and turning the Roadhouse into a jumping hotspot. But Dalton's romance with the gorgeous Dr. Clay puts him on the bad side of cutthroat local big shot Brad Wesley. They don't make movie descriptions like that anymore.
No, you got to go back and watch the original if you haven't seen it before you watch the remake, I think.
I will. I'll do both.
Did you ever, you said that about White Man Can't Jump. Did you ever go back and watch the original?
No, I know. I want to. That's on my list.
All right. On your throwback list. What was the last throwback movie you watched?
Flashdance on the plane.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. Who's in that?
Are you kidding? Isn't that the movie that the song, What a Feeling, like that came from that movie. It is a soundtrack original and it went.
I can know the song without having seen the movie.
It's about this girl and she, you know, she just wants to dance, but she's not like the ballerinas. She doesn't go to Juilliard. She's just, you know, working at a club on the weekends and she wants to dance.
I was more of a Save the Last Dance.
And she's a welder.
Oh, wow. Remember when we were talking about Diddy and we said, haven't really heard any of his friends or celebrities come out and say, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
That definitely couldn't happen. Well, he's got a supporter.
Who?
R. Kelly.
Oh.
Has come out in support of Diddy. He said, the famous people laughing at Diddy should be careful because they ask could be next. And he added, I don't believe none of this ish. You could tell me about Puffy. You could about anybody. You could tell me about the news or the weather. He said, you could tell me that the sky is blue and I wouldn't believe it because I saw what they did to me.
Is he for real?
So that was his statement.
R. Kelly
from
is
prison.
So beyond guilty.
He's saying,
what is going on here?
He's saying, I'm innocent, so I know that Diddy's innocent, basically.
Okay. Anyways.
Next story.
Yeah.
Chad Hugo is suing Pharrell, saying that Pharrell is fraudulently trying to keep the Neptunes name for himself. Chad and Pharrell were the Neptunes production team for many years. The legal filing says Williams wanted to be the sole owner of the Neptunes name, and that violates a prior agreement that they had where both parties would share the benefits of the brand for 30 years. Chad's attorneys pointed out three recent times when Pharrell allegedly tried to trademark the Neptunes by himself, and Pharrell spoke out and said, I was just trying to trademark it so nobody else could use it, and there seems to be just some
drama,
miscommunication there between the former partners, Chad and Pharrell. They really had like a grip on music, though, during, what was that period, like, early 2000s to about 2010-ish, I would say, maybe. Like my high school years, everything was produced by the Neptunes. It was crazy. I just want them to be friends, Tara.
Can you give me like one song?
I Just Want to Love You, Jay-Z. Let me see.
I'm looking it up. Infatuated, I Need You, My Life, Dirty Girl.
Grinding Clips.
I think I may just be a little too
young. This was like my whole high school. Super Thug, Noriega, Drop It Like It's Hot, Snoop Dogg.
I know that one.
All right. Milkshake, Khalees.
Yeah.
Holla Back, Youngin, Fab.
Nah.
Didn't know that one. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
Man. Grinding was like the classic, like,
lunchroom. Produced I'm a Slave for You, Britney Spears.
There you go.
I had that CD.
What else? You don't have to call. Usher. Remember Pass the Cavassier?
No, I don't even know what that word is.
It's a liquor. Busta Rhymes was on it.
Oh, Hot in Here.
Rock Your Body, Justin Timberlake.
Yep. Boys.
Got your
Spears. Sometimes the girl just needs them.
Got Your Money, ODB. Like, they made hits together. You know Got Your Money.
Can you sing it?
Third Eye.
Oh.
Baby, I got you. How about this one? Have you ever heard of this one? By a little-known artist, Gwen Stefani. It was called Holla Back Girl.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, how do you expect me, a little girl, to know the songs that they produce?
I mean, some of them were... Holla Back Girl is massive.
But I don't... As a little girl, I'm enjoying it. I'm watching the music video. I'm loving the song. I'm not thinking, you know what I should do? Is I should get on the internet and look up who produced this song. Now, at 27 years old, I do that anytime a movie, a song, anything comes up. I need to know every piece of information. But back then, I was just living in the moment.
I don't know. They all sound very similar, too. There's been a shakeup in the Dreamville Fest that's going to happen this weekend.
Oh.
I'm wondering if J. Cole's going to say anything on stage, first of all, about the Kendrick diss. So that'll be interesting. But there's been a lineup change. Chris Brown, Money Long, they were on the bill. Now, quote, due to unforeseen circumstances, they will no longer be performing. And you've got 50 Cent and Honcho, who is going to be replacing Chris Brown and Money Long. I mean, I know they're on tour together, so maybe there was some kind of mix-up with like the tour or a radius clause or something like that happened. I could see that being an issue. Some fans thought it was an April Fool's joke, but seems pretty legitimate. They put out a whole new flyer with 50 on it. Dreamville Fest takes place in Raleigh, North Carolina, April 6th and 7th. J. Cole's on that. Nicki Minaj is on it. So right before we see her, she's going to be doing Dreamville. Maybe she'll bring 50 Cent along. I know 50 Cent popped out at Nicki.
I know. I saw that.
Kind of hoping that we get to see him in Boston. We shall see. Last thing for Dirty on the 30, ahead of Sabrina Carpenter making her Coachella debut this month. She's taking the spotlight for the new Skims underwear campaign. Did you see these pics?
Gorgeous.
Sabrina is modeling for the latest Skims pieces for their Stretch Lace and Fits Everybody collections. Fits Everybody?
Yeah.
I don't want to be mean. I don't know if that's the model I would choose for Fits Everybody. She doesn't have the body of everybody. She's got like the top 1% body out there. It's
I
like
know, but
Fits Everybody collection. It's like she doesn't look like everybody.
But the shapewear and stuff, it looks like a pair of pantyhose. You know how they're like all shrunk up? It looks like they're tights for dolls. And then you put them on and they fit. That's like a Fits Everybody type of article of clothing. Is it super stretchy?
Got it. But when I think of like modeling something for Fits Everybody, I don't think of somebody like Sabrina Carpenter, but she looks
good. She's having her moment.
She is. She posted up some of these pictures from the campaign on her Instagram, and Barry Keoghan,
I don't know how to say it.
Left a fire emoji and a sweating emoji, and then also just wrote the phrase Barbie emoji. He probably was trying to type in Barbie emoji and nothing popped up, and he said, I'll just use that.
You know what's kind of sick is after I watched Saltburn, I said, do I have a crush on this guy? And he played a very dark, twisted person in that movie.
Was it because of his...
My inner toxic was coming out. I was like, wait, is this guy kind of hot?
Was it because of his dance moves?
This terrible person.
I feel like that really, like, that sent him into another direction.
It wasn't that. It was like the obsessiveness and the lying and doing whatever he needed to do. I said, wait, is this guy kind of hot? I think a lot of people felt the same way. And then, of course, the last scene of the movie didn't hurt.
When you saw his penis?
But like next to Jacob Elordi, obviously everyone's like, oh my God, everyone fawns over Jacob Elordi. They think he's so hot. And then I was like, who's this guy?
Well, I really think this movie sent him into another level. I think everybody saw the movie and then now he's
dating
a heartthrob.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, he's going on tour watching his girlfriend open up for Taylor Swift, hanging out with Travis Kelce.
They're both having their moment.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of crazy. That scene, though, the bathtub scene.
Yeah, that was nauseating.
That one really got you?
Ignore that part.
That wasn't the part that did it for you?
That part, I had to close my eyes. That part, I was like, ugh. But yeah, you know, just lying about his entire identity.
When he was dancing, what was the song that was playing when he was dancing?
Murder on the Dance Floor.
It was Murder. There was a couple songs I know that went viral, and I know Murder was the biggest one, but I was trying to remember if that's the one that he was dancing with his dong swinging around.
Okay.
Shouts to DJ Royale. He hit me up. He's like, why is Murder on the Dance Floor so big? Is it like a TikTok song? I'm like, no, it's this guy.
He sent him the link to that.
No, well, I go, it's Sabrina Carpenter's boyfriend was in this movie, Saltburn. He was dancing around naked to that song. And then that's how it blew up. And I'm like, I'm too old to be knowing all of this information, but I do because it's part of my job. So.
And go watch the movie.
It was definitely a messed up movie. I didn't even get into the whole bathtub scene with him. I should be like, hey, there's a scene with a bathtub. You should watch Saltburn.
You just send that.
I just sent that as a clip. God. That's your Dirty on the 30. Made Hot and Maine by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minded Ave, Auburn. Get up.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Wake up.
Side Radio. Oh, geez. Side Radio Maine Hot Mornings. Ryan DeLon.
It's Hot Radio Maine.
I'm going through puberty right here on air.
I felt like we were in middle school classroom.
Oh, man. It's just so dry. It's so dry. All right. We have Nicki Minaj tickets for everybody. Well, not for everybody, for just one person today.
Everybody.
But that one person could be you. 207-807-1104 is the phone number. And to get in the running for Nicki Minaj tickets this morning, we want to know what?
What's your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric?
Oh, okay. So we're going to test the barbs out there. So we want somebody who really knows Nicki to get these tickets.
You really need to be a fan.
Favorite Nicki lyric is going to earn you possibly Nicki tickets. So we'll put you in the running for telling us your favorite Nicki lyric. And then we're going to pick somebody at random and hook them up with tickets. What is your favorite Nicki lyric, Tara?
Pink wig, thick ass, give them whiplash. Did I steal yours?
No, I was going to do a different part of the song, but
I have two.
It's funny that we both chose Monster.
Well, yeah, it's just such a good song.
Mine is dirty, so I'm a little nervous to say it. But really, really, I don't give a F-U-C.
Hey, 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 hey. I don't think you're allowed
to spell. Forget Barbie. Nikki, she's fake. She's on a diet, but my pocket's eating cheesecake.
Sir, I don't think you're telling the truth here. That was not delivered well.
To be honest, my favorite verse of hers is Monster. And
when she screams?
At the end. Mm-hmm. And I'm up.
It's hard. It's hard.
We don't
want to have any whoopsies.
Yeah, that's what you're like, you're making me scared.
My other one that I've said before is blank you, my son, go and sit on the potty in Motorsport. I laugh every single time I hear that. It's hilarious to me.
You just like the word potty.
It's just so stupid. I love having fun with music.
All right. What's your favorite Nikki lyric? I also like eat my, like a cupcake. I never.
Okay.
See, like, that's why I'm not delivering it well. I can't.
You could just do a clean one and be like, okay, I get it. Let me think. I guess it's my turn. And you just skip the next part.
Yeah, but the best part's when she swears. You wanted my favorite lyric.
You read it like you were turning pages in a book.
I read it because I was nervous that I was going to drop the F-bomb. I don't know what you want from me. It's very impressive to an artist that, like, I'm sure Nikki's had to do this on the road. She's definitely not doing this on tour. But when they do some of the pop station shows where they flip the lyrics and they have to do a clean show, because there are shows that they have to do that.
And award shows.
And award shows that are clean. Yeah, that's a good point right there. It's impressive. Because I can't even, I'm looking at him like, don't say that word. Don't say it. Tiana from North Berwick, what is your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric?
Somebody please tell me who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm back to dudes up. Back poops up and chuck the dudes up.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, that's all we need. We're going to put you in the running for these Nicki Minaj tickets, and we're going to call back our winner in a couple minutes, all right?
Sounds good, thank you.
All right, bye. Was that the song on Ellen that the little girl sang? Remember there was like a little girl that did the Nicki Minaj? She did Super Bass, right? And then was super famous.
I think so.
It was like her and her sister, but she crushed it and her sister was just kind of in the background. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Stephanie from Bedford, favorite Nicki Minaj lyric?
Like a dungeon dragon from Rogan. From Romance Revenge.
Morgan down there in New Hampshire, tell us your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric.
Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire. It's my empire. And yes, I call the shots. I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. That's Whoa! One of my favorite ones. Dude, I'm going to call you guys every single day.
She's like, until I win these tickets. I thought you were going to keep going until Tara cut you off there for a second.
I mean, I can. Do you want to?
Hey, this is your moment to shine. We'll see if you're going to make it to Hollywood like Julia. Let's go. Keep going.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I say Goliath with the cling. Oh, I messed up. Oh, the sling. There we go. Now I'm messing up.
You put too much pressure.
I did. I put pressure. You know what? We got the lyric, though. We're going to put you in the running for the tickets. And we got a few minutes here, and we're going to call back our winner before 9, so you might get a call back from us, all right?
Awesome. Thanks.
Christopher in Portland. Favorite Nicki Minaj lyric is?
Is that song by her and DJ Khaled. It's like, I want to be where the commas be, but I need the llama degree, but the limited position got a hard in the feet, but because he bought a couple bags and a couple weapons, a couple trips for the dinner in the mix. And he never went to other chick front like he slick because his love was because he can never be Nick.
Oh, I got to be honest.
Big Barb here.
Big Barb. What is that? I want to be with you, Khaled, Nikki, future Rick Ross.
Yep.
We're going deeper cuts there. You can tell the real Barbs.
You know, they're out here.
Amber and Sanford, give us your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric.
I get what I desire. It's my empire. And yes, I call the shots. I am the empire. I sprinkle holy water upon a vampire.
Love, love, love.
Moment for life. Classic.
Yes. For sure.
She's definitely doing that one on tour, right? I would imagine.
I haven't even looked up the set list yet.
You haven't? I'm shocked.
I know.
All right, Amber, we're going to put you in the running for the tickets. We have until 9, and then we're going to call back our winner, so you might get a call back, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Adrian and Standish, give us your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric.
All right, so I had to, like, cut some lyrics out, but when she said the song did it on her. She said, couple wet wipes the case of bum try to touch me. Ew. That right there is like the best bars I ever heard. Like, I don't know, it's just being in my head.
Bars.
So funny.
Stacy and Alfred, tell us your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric.
Yes, I did. Somebody please tell me who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I'm matching dudes up that coops up and touch to do stuff.
I feel like people love that one.
I love Super Bass.
That was like middle school, high school. Everyone had to memorize that front to back.
And you just jam out to it the whole time.
She still does that. I know she doesn't do Starships on tour, but she does Super Bass, I would imagine, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw something about her Starships.
Oh, she hates Starships. Like,
wait, Maybe I shouldn't.
What?
I looked up the set list, and it said she's doing Starships.
But, oh, really?
But maybe they're just messing with us.
Or maybe she does like a little bit of it and says, no, I don't want to do that song.
Yeah, 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 and then storms off the stage.
Yeah, it's a theatrical. Mike in Portland, tell us your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric.
I fly with the stars in the sky. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive.
I love that last part, but to live doesn't mean you're alive.
It's the best. Nicki's the goat.
So prolific. Hazel and Dover, tell us your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric.
You see right through me. How do you do that shit? How do you do that shit? How do you? You let me win. You let me ride. You let me rock. You let me slide. And when you look in, you let me hide. And then protect my honor, protect my pride.
Well, I thought I was talking to Nicki Minaj.
Good job. Bravo.
I love Nicki Minaj.
Oh, my God. You sound just like her.
I do. Oh, my God. I'll be famous.
There's a moment in her show, the tour, where she hands the mic off to people in the crowd. I mean, she's going to get a surprise if she hands it to you.
That would be awesome. I know. I've been watching her on TikTok.
I love it. Scott from Wyndham, what is your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric?
If you could take out all my out to Abu Dhabi, let one of my baddies confiscate your Maserati. You should throw a party on a yacht for everybody. If you your shit up, OMG, I'm ready, study. It's from Miami and the Queen album.
I love it. That's good enough for us. You can tell the real barbs, Tara. They choose something besides Moment for Life.
Yeah, no, you need something deeper than that.
Auburn from Freiburg, what's your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric?
Papa pressure applied, can't F a regular guy, wetter than umbrellas and stickier than apple pie.
It wasn't, I can lick it, I can ride it, I can slip it and slide it.
Well, I wanted to keep it somewhat appropriate for the radio.
Bonus points for this person on the text. They said her verse from Seeing Green, there's a main reference kind of in it.
What part?
She says, I just need a queen that ain't scared to blank a Stephen King. Morgan and Sokka, what's your favorite Nicki lyric?
All them botched face photos. Why would you post those? Make a gal dumpy since I heard you like my ghost hoes. Big truck, but I'm alone like Postal. Call Malone. Tell him I'm going postal.
The postman.
I love that.
The postman.
Do you think she wrote that? Every time I hear that verse, I'm like, what does she know about Karl Malone?
I thought it was Post Malone.
Yeah, but Karl Malone was a basketball player who's got kind of a interesting past. Don't Google him. He's been canceled.
It's a Karl Malone tribute. It sounds like a ghostwriter, but it goes hard.
Yeah, but he was the postman. That was like his nickname.
What? I thought it was saying call Malone, tell him I'm going posto.
No, it's Karl Malone's postman. It's a basketball reference.
That's
that was not clicking. I was like, oh, Post Malone.
You learn something new every day. Linda in Biddeford, what's your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric?
Yeah, I'm calling to have you out. It's Moment for Life.
All right. What lyric from Moment for Life?
In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay. Yo, how can you love that song?
I do like the song, but it's an obvious pick, so that's why I said Moment for Life. I do like Moment for Life. I was just saying that, like, that and, like, Super Bass are, like, the two obvious picks, I feel like.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm not hating on Moment for Life. It's a good song. These blank are my sons, John and Kate, plus eight. That's another good one.
That one makes me laugh, too.
Saw that one on the text.
Hello?
Hey, this is Ryan and Tara at Hot Radio Maine. Who's this?
This is Rachel.
Rachel, where are you from?
I'm from Limerick.
Rachel in Limerick, what is your favorite Nicki Minaj lyric?
It's from the song Barbie Dreams that says, if you can't F three times a night, peace. I mean, just call it like it is, I guess, but yeah.
Wow, that's setting the bar pretty high there. Nicki's got high standards.
Well, that song is like pretty insulting. You picked one of like the mildest insults of that song.
My daughter shared that song with me in the fall, and she's 18, and her name is Samantha, and I used her first name, both her middle names, and was like, where did you find this song? And now I'm here all the time. I was like, oh my God, yeah.
You said your daughter's name is Samantha?
It is, yeah.
If you win these tickets, would you and Samantha be going? Or are you going to give them to Samantha, or are you taking somebody else?
Oh, I would. It might be interesting to see who who becomes my favorite child if I won these tickets.
Oh.
Might be a little battle of the who's mom's favorite.
All right. Well, let's see what happens, because we picked your text. We're going to hook you up
with
a pair
of
tickets.
Stop. Are you serious?
Yeah, you got the tickets. Congratulations.
Shut up. Hey. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. And it's Monday night, right?
Monday night. Yeah. Next Monday.
Sweet. Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
How many kids do you have?
I have a son who's 22. My daughter will be 19. Actually, this could be a good birthday gift. She'll be 19 on the 15th of this month.
Oh, there. The son misses out because it's not his birthday. You got to go at the daughter's birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Next chance to win you Nikki tickets happens with Be All at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Congratulations again, Rachel.
This is the best. Awesome. Thank
Congrats.
You so much.
We'll be out there, too. So if you bump into us at the TD Garden, say hi.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Awesome.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
I had to look this up because we're getting this big storm. The groundhog didn't see a shadow, which means that we should have an early spring.
Well,
groundhog is wrong, but groundhog might have had a lot on his mind this year.
Why?
His wife just had babies.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. How many babies?
Punxsutawney Phil and his wife Phyllis announced on Facebook that they welcomed two baby groundhogs into their family.
That's so cute.
So congratulations. We'll give you a break this year on the fact that you were clearly wrong about the early spring.
He was stressed.
He was stressed out. He's got kids on the way. He's trying to figure out how to support. He's like, I got to get this right. If I don't get it right and he gets it wrong, don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. I guess they were actually a surprise.
Why?
To the caretakers, at least.
They said, when did this happen?
They went in to go take care of his pen area, and they're like, oh my God.
There's babies?
There's babies here?
How did they not know that the mom was pregnant?
We went in to feed them their fresh fruit and vegetables, and we found Phyllis with two little baby groundhogs. It was very unexpected. Surprise pregnancy. They had a shotgun
wedding. That's pretty wild.
Well, congratulations to Phyllis and Phil from Punxsutawney.
What do you think they'll name the babies? Phyllis, Phil, Philly?
I don't have the names here. They didn't give them names yet.
Well, let's give them names. One will be Philly, because one Punxsutawney Phil, and then the wife is Phyllis.
Don't they just replace Punxsutawney Phil?
I don't want to believe that.
He hasn't lived all of these years. It's not the same groundhog.
So baby number one is Philly. What's baby number two? Cheesesteak?
It's going to be Punxsutawney Phil in a couple of years when they need a fill-in.
No! Philly and Phil and Lil from the Rugrats.
Is Punxsutawney, is that in...
Pennsylvania?
It is?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you went cheesesteak?
Yeah, okay. And because I was naming one Philly.
So Philly and cheesesteak?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I want something more Philly affiliated. Philly and help me.
Rocky?
No, it needs to be, because we have Phyllis is mommy, Phil is daddy, Philly is baby number one. Now we need a number two with a Phil.
Phila?
Phila?
Phila.
Okay.
Philomena?
Oh, there we go. Philomena.
All right. Well, I got a special request for the groundhogs for there. Okay. Is it your first birthday or are you zero when you're born? Your first birthday is at 1 year old, right?
Yeah.
So this would be their zeroth birthday if they were just born.
I don't.
You're celebrating their birth.
No.
Is it a birthday when you celebrate
actually,
their birth?
That's, I've never thought about that. When you're born, you celebrate the birth, but the baby, you don't have a birthday party until you're one. But it is your first birthday, but it's not your first birthday party. It's your first birthday on Earth, but it's not your year one.
It's literally your birthday.
Yes.
Well, shout out to the groundhogs.
Happy birthday to Phil and Philomena. Philly, I mean.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday.